The search is focused on the Katyville area today along Route 374, the main road between Plattsburgh and Dannemora. A large law enforcement contingent swarmed the area late Wednesday night. Police initiated reverse 911 calls to residents of the area, requesting they remain indoors with their lights on. The search continues today, with roadblocks and closures in the area. The Saranac Central School District is closed at the request of the police. Superintendent Jonathan Parks says a key concern is that a number of roads that have been closed for the fugitive search are main arteries for their school buses.
Every time one of our buses rolls through an area where they're working, they've got to stop it and they've got to search it. And they expend a lot of resource taking a look at our buses, which they should be doing. It makes our bus routes safer. But when this next stage of their plan is put into play, it would really impact what they're able to do. So why not just get out of their way and let them do what they need to do today?
The latest search occurs less than 24 hours after the governors of New York and adjacent Vermont announced joint efforts to catch the fugitives. New York State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico explained Wednesday why it came about.
One of the things that we developed during our investigation was information that there was a possibility of them fleeing towards Vermont. We've been hand in hand with the Vermont State Police working to secure the borders. And today we're just formalizing our arrangement, our agreement. We'll be able to deploy New York State troopers across the Vermont and New York State line should it be required for searches.
Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin was informed by New York officials that the escaped inmates may have targeted his state. He outlined actions to remove any jurisdictional obstacles in the apprehension of the fugitives.
We have sent a Vermont State Police liaison to the command post in New York. The Vermont State Police technical team is ready to respond to all available tips from the public. We also will be ensuring that our entire Vermont State Police team is ready for action should they be needed.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says they are working with all neighboring jurisdictions to find the escaped prisoners, adding a particular focus on Vermont after discovering the potential route of Matt and Sweat.
We need to find these escapees. They are dangerous men. They are killers. They are murderers. There's no reason to believe they wouldn't do it again. They're going to be more desperate than ever. If they are headed towards Vermont, Vermont is engaged and Vermont is mobilized, and we're working hand in glove. These people are dangerous. They're dangerous to New York residents, and they're dangerous to residents of the state of Vermont. So this kind of coordination and partnership makes total sense. We're also been in contact with other surrounding states. But again, as we had information that would suggest Vermont as a possible destination, we're making a special effort.
Cuomo emphasized the fugitives are dangerous and suspicious activity needs to be reported.
These are not people to be trifled with. This is not just another prison, Clinton Correctional. This is one of the prisons in the state of New York that holds the most difficult inmates. So trust me, these men are nothing to be trifled with.
Escaped prisoners Richard Matt and David Sweat are convicted murderers. Sweat killed a Broome County sheriff's deputy. Matt dismembered a former employer in western New York. They escaped from the maximum security prison in Dannemora using power tools to cut through walls and steam pipes before emerging from a manhole about two blocks from the Clinton Correctional Facility. They were discovered missing early Saturday morning. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.